Good morning. It is Monday morning, and we, of course, are bringing you your agenda for the week ahead. And we're joined by Kai Wright, editor of ColorLines.com. Kai, your word for the week?
Money.
Wow, that's the word for every week.
On tax day. Thanks. The big of you.
Wait, isn't that mine?
And Charlie Herman, economic editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Your word?
Voters.
Voters.
Because now the Congress is on recess, they're going to actually hear from the voters, and we'll get a sense as to whether or not they think this debt ceiling should be
the
increased.
Voters driving the agenda in Washington?
How absurd, Charlie.
I don't believe it
Maybe.
For a moment.
The devil, you say.
And money.
Sounding boards at best.
Let's head south here first for a moment and talk about the recovery process for the counties that were hit real hard by powerful storms and tornadoes over the weekend, especially North Carolina. The storms killed at least 43 people, power outages, and those are going to affect more than 200,000 people.
A lot of people are in shock. People have lost everything they own. Stuff scattered for miles. They're trying to salvage what they can, but a lot of the stuff is not salvageable.
Yeah, that is Z Lamb. He's the county manager for Birdie County. Kai, exactly how long and how expensive will this recovery be?
Well, we'll see. FEMA's on its way. We've got our state of emergencies declared in three of the states. The thing is, what we have learned time and time again with this is the folks who where it becomes hardest to recover with this are the folks who can least afford it in the first instance.
Yeah.
I think one thing that's interesting that I've been thinking about in the wake of Katrina, all this time later, when you go down there and you talk to folks who are still working on recovery, right? And they talk about the intangibles that get lost in this, and
scrapbooks and
and the intangible sense of community that gets lost. The thing that makes it possible for a lot of working class and poor folks to make it through the day is the literal community that's put together, the bodies together one another in a trailer home.
Yeah.
And as that gets torn apart. Even FEMA has trouble putting that back together, and it's always hard to see how long. How long is it going to take in money? We don't know. How long is it going to take in really rebuilding the communities that get torn up?
It may never happen. And it also makes you think of Galveston, where they were hit by their huge storm even before Katrina, and a lot of that money still hasn't been paid. That recovery is still in the beginning process,
right.
So that's a depressing thought. All right, well, let's move a little further north to D.C. The U.S. and the House and the Senate, they're in recess. That doesn't mean we're not going to hear about politics, though, and we're certainly going to be hearing about the economy, but not the budget, right, Charlie?
Well, I think the budget is sort of the underlying all these discussions that you're going to be having amongst the administration as well as the members of Congress when they're back in their districts. I mean, this is sort of driving the agenda for the year, for the election, what to do about the budget, what to do about the deficit. The first thing up is this debt ceiling that we keep talking about on a regular basis. It was the talk all this weekend. It continues to sort of take the main issue that's being focused on in Washington. The debt ceiling. Maybe we won't hear it as much because Congress is not actually in session for the next 2 weeks.
Well, Treasury Secretary Geithner said over the weekend that responsible parties understand. Do the markets believe that?
Well, I think he has to say that. He has to sort of reassure everybody that we're reasonable here. We have our differences. We'll come to some sort of agreement. I mean, he needs to say that. But the reality is that they're not in some agreement right now. So they're not there. And we could go past this May 16th deadline and not raise the debt ceiling. And, then we'll see what happens then. The worst case scenario is it'll be like what it was 2.5 years ago when Congress didn't pass the bank bailout bill. And the next day, or I should say a few minutes later, the market started to tank.
But that would probably make Congress change their mind on it.
Fast.
In terms of reassuring words, we're not necessarily likely to get reassuring numbers coming out of the housing numbers this week, right?
No, this week, a lot of housing figures, and the housing market is still really in bad shape. We may see a nice bump compared to a nice little jump compared to last month, but that's because February was terrible. I mean, we had housing starts were the second lowest on record. These are new home constructions. And when you look at existing home sales, the median home price had fallen to levels we hadn't seen since 2002. So it was as if the past 8-9 years hadn't happened in home prices. So March may look a little better because it was so bad in February, but it's still really bad.
All right. Well, I mean, one can't imagine that President Obama is going to be talking about housing, and that's a depressing subject. But we were saying earlier, this is kind of the unofficial beginning of his campaign, Kai.
It's almost the official beginning of his campaign. I mean, he's going to be on the trail. He's going to be on Donald Trump raising money. So he's
lots of it.
And he's going to be on the trail trying to build on last week's speech to get his base going. You know, and he's going to be talking about the pocketbook. He's going to be saying, hey, I'm getting everybody's pocketbook together. I'm getting the federal government's pocketbook together, and I'm getting your pocketbook together. And we just have to stay the course.
And one of the things, I mean, it's like the old campaign. He's getting back to his roots, the internet. I mean, this week he's going to be out having a Facebook town hall talking about economic issues. So it's not just about the issues themselves, but it's about how he ran the campaign in 2008 as well.
But he's out there listening to people whose prices of their houses are declining, who are paying taxes at higher percentages if they're middle class. Ouch.
Who are about to go think about spring vacations with $4 gas prices,
whole
lot of stuff that he can't answer for. But he's also out there trying to tack for when Congress comes back, because lurking behind all of this is the bipartisan talks that are going on about the deficit reduction plan and this gang of six. You know, it sounds very familiar to the healthcare reform, as you'll recall. That went badly for the president. Everybody is going to spend the next couple of weeks tacking on trying to make sure that whatever comes out of that deal doesn't require John Boehner to vote on new taxes, and doesn't require the president to talk about Social Security.
I think there's also going to be a lot of talk about jobs. He'll say, look, the rate's falling.
I was going to say is that President Obama is going to try to get out there and claim that he was responsible for the recovery such as it is.
Problem is that the people who he needs in his base aren't feeling the recovery. So the recovery is on Wall Street, but...
saying that John Boehner's base is feeling the recovery.
I don't know anybody's feeling the recovery, but people who are going to pay for these campaigns are feeling the recovery, so...
Goldman Sachs feeling the recovery.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not necessarily President Obama's base.
Which makes
base.
Fundraising a little complicated, because you need those people, if you're whichever party you are, those are people who give a lot of the big bucks, and if the administration's really not getting their support, that makes it difficult to raise funds.
They very much paid for Obama's 2008 campaign, by the way.
Yeah.
Who did?
Spot on. He did.
The banks.
The banks.
He got a great deal.
Absolutely. Not sure if they're happy in that investment now. So. Kai Wright is the editor of ColorLines.com, says this week's going to be all about money. What else is new, Kai? And Charlie Heerman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. More about money than before? I guess so. I guess that's true. That's depressing.